The astonishing world. The world, whatever we might think when terrified by its vastness and our own impotence, or embittered by its indifference to individual suffering of people, animals, and perhaps even plants, for why are we so sure that plants feel no pain? And whatever we might think of its expanses pierced by the rays of stars, surrounded by planets we've just begun to discover. Planets already dead? Still dead? We just don't know. Whatever we might think of this measureless theater, to which we've got reserved tickets, but tickets whose lifespan is laughably short, bounded as it is by two arbitrary dates, whatever else we might think of this world, it is astonishing.